Hello, friends, and welcome back to Out of This World Radio. This is the second hour with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, I know we can and will make this planet a better place. During the last hour, we had a wonderful interview. I had a wonderful interview with Peter Roth of New York. He's a wonderful psychic, and I will be having him on the show again. I really enjoyed what he had to say. The purpose of this program is to make this world a much better place. And today will be really special because today, July 22nd, is Dr. Masaru Emoto's birthday. And he dedicated his life to making this world a better place. And in celebration of his birthday, we'll be having on Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo on the show, as well as Sandy Fox, a wonderful Hado instructor from Los Angeles. Michiko is on the line now. We'll bring her on in a few minutes. And I want to make this a very special program to celebrate love and gratitude and to bring Michi on. With that, I wanted to make a special announcement. I had Rob Potter on. He'll be having his events, of course, next weekend and at the end of August at Mount Shasta. And I wanted to tell you that I've been in contact with Zora and Billy Faye Woodard of the Hollow Earth, and I was given the message that contact should be established between the people of the surface Earth and the Hollow Earth. And in establishing that contact, they've asked me to bring people down to Shasta and also to visit Telos. And so I'll be doing a spiritual visit to one of the most sacred sites, Mount Shasta and Telos. Telos is an ancient Lemurian city beneath Shasta. Again, they've asked me to do this. So I'll be doing it the second weekend in September, from September 9th to the 12th. Space is limited. In addition to myself, there'll be three different people along for the trip who've been physically to Telos, and I guarantee this will be one adventure that you don't want to miss. If you're interested in going, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Again, space is limited. And with that, I'd like to bring on my wonderful friend, Michiko Hayashi, who's the director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. Michiko, hi, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for bringing me again.
Well, it's so good to talk to you. Could you tell my many listeners around the world what you do and how did you become to do it for people who don't know your work?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. I am from Emoto Peace Project, where Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto, the author of The Hidden Messages in Water and also The Message from Water, I worked as a personal assistant to Dr. Emoto for 10 years until he passed away in 2014. And he was the person who was brought to the United Nations in New York, and he said that to make this world, the whole world, the peaceful place, if 10% of the whole population learned about the beautiful energy and what the power of love and gratitude, then this whole world will change for the better. So that's what I am trying to do, just walking around the world to let them know how beautiful it is. It will be if we all learn about love and gratitude. There's a children's book of The Message from Water, and we're distributing this book of 650 million books of this book around the world, so that children will learn also.
That's really wonderful, Michi. And one of the things, too, that Dr. Emoto talked about, the 80-10-10 principle. In other words, if 80% of the people are kind of ambivalent or neutral, 10% negative and 10% positive, then you only need to change 1% of that 80% to tip the entire world into a positive, positive future.
That's right. Well, 10%, it's all the bacteria on this earth. Mm-hmm. There's always, it's just like yin and yang. Mm-hmm. And there's in between, and in between is 80%.
Right.
10 yin and 10 yang, mm-hmm. and in between is 80%. Mm-hmm. So if we tip to a 10%, just a little 0.1 0.01% of 10%, then that we will be major, and this 80% in between will come to this positive side. And that's why it's easy if we try to do this, to let them know how quick it will change the world. You know, we will be able to change the world.
Well, one of the amazing things that I've learned from my conversations with you, Michi, is that the world is 70% water, and our bodies are also 70% water.
Exactly.
And and we mirror the planet that we live on. And the other thing, too, I wish everyone could see this this beautiful book that you've got called The Message from Water. But I wanted to tell you that your television interview on The Message from Water will be aired on Channel 22 here on the Puget Sound area, and also available on YouTube and Vimeo in about a week or two. Starting August 8th on Channel 22, it'll be broadcast three times a week. The television schedule will be posted on my website, but you're the first program that we have.
And thank you.
My pleasure. And I want to tell everyone, because they can also listen to the programs too on YouTube or on Vimeo by simply typing in my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World Television, and you'll come right to it. And one of the things in this book, Michi, and this is an incredible book that you and Dr. Moto did, you have a pictures of water crystals. And when you send positive thoughts to water, the water on the molecular level changes into these beautiful water crystal patterns. But on the other hand, where there's negativity, or there's people sending negative thoughts to water, it disintegrates into these very ugly patterns. And on page 15 of your children's book, you've got two bottles of water. One bottle had the word thank you on it, the words thank you, and the other one had you fool on it. Mm-hmm. And on the one bottle of water that had the words thank you had this beautiful, like snowflake water crystal pattern, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. But on you fool, it's in this mishmash of it looks awful. It doesn't look good at all.
Well, you know, probably a lot of people just don't know that water makes crystals.
Right.
Everyone knows that snow makes snowflakes. That's crystal.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But what is amazing is that Dr. Emoto came to the point where snow is water also when it melts. Mm-hmm. And if snow makes flakes or crystals, then water really should be able to make crystals also.
Right.
So he started to take this water crystals. Mm-hmm. And they did. Mm-hmm. And now after that, what he found out was that water really shows what it is exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started to show, he started to take water crystals from different water, different kinds of water, like tap water from Tokyo, tap water from Los Angeles, tap water from Paris, and then they were kind of, at that time, the water crystal from these big cities were really ugly.
Right.
But when he tested the water from natural spring water, then they were so beautiful.
Right.
That's when he really learned what water was and why it made really difference between these different waters. And then after that, he learned that really it obtains or it has a memory affected by the surrounding or environment.
Mm-hmm.
What we say, what we show, what water hears, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is really the amazing discovery, but when we say something negative, that water, we don't feel comfortable.
Right, right.
When we don't feel comfortable, when we are scared, when we are angry, when we are feeling sad, then the water is feeling the same way.
Right, that's right.
And then the water is, at that time, is showing in the crystal form that it is not happy. It can't make the crystal, beautiful crystal.
Well, I can't, you know, this is such a fascinating subject, and I'm so happy to have you on today, because You've told me before, and Dr. Moto has found, that everything is vibration or hado.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Everything's vibration or hado. So that 3 years ago, when Dr. Moto took a bottle of radioactive water in Japan after Fukushima, and he wrote the words love and gratitude and also put a love and gratitude crystal on the water, within 48 hours, the radiation was disappeared, completely gone.
Oh, yeah.
Completely gone. And to my mind, I've always thought, well, why don't they do the same thing at Fukushima? Or why don't they do the same thing here at Hanford in the United States?
Or why don't we do it for the whole planet Earth?
Absolutely, for the entire planet. You know, it's like...
Because...
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Because more than what we know or what we think, individual power of consciousness or intention is really effective and really strong.
That's right.
And it's really influential. So if just imagine how powerful it will be when it's a collective power.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
And it can really change the whole world for better or for destructive, ugly way. I know that everyone wants to be in a happy state, in a happy place, peaceful place.
Right.
We can do it so easily if we all learn about this.
Well, I have to tell you, I have to ask you, if you could please share the special prayer that Dr. Moto used to do and a little bit of the background.
Well, thank you. Well, it, when we had this Fukushima or huge disaster in 2011, Dr. Moto started to say this prayer of water prayer combined with Ho'oponopono of Dr. Hewlin. And it's really powerful because when we say water, we're sorry for being ignorant that we were hurting water.
Right.
And we're not knowing about water. And please forgive us. And water, we love you so much. And water, we thank you. Just these four things that we say, the whole world, whole energy will change for the better.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, with that, I'd love to have you lead the prayer. It's a simple prayer, but it's very powerful. And I know it does really help, and I'd like to direct it both to you and also to especially around Fukushima, to where they still need help. And I'll let you, I'd love to have you to say it to my many. We need to repeat it three times. Go ahead, Michiko.
Thank you so much. Okay. Listeners, thank you so much for doing this together. And it's for Fukushima, but it's for the whole world, whole planet Earth, because water goes around instantaneously. So let me do this again. Thank you. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And for those interested in Michi's work, her website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. And also,
Emoto spelled E-M-O-T-O.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's good.
That's good. That's good. Now, you'll be coming to the U.S. West Coast, won't you, from October 18th to November 5th?
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I'm coming to spread this message of love and gratitude and to talk about, just to give the hint together to how we can create this whole world a peaceful place with the discovery of Dr. Masaru Emoto.
For those of you interested, I will be posting more details about the events next week. So far, you'll be giving a lecture tentatively in Los Angeles on October 19th or 20th, in San Francisco on the 21st or 22nd, at Mount Shasta at the Stewart's Hot Springs Resort on October 23rd, at the New Traditions Cafe in Olympia, Washington on November 2nd, at the Triad Theater in Yelm, Washington on November 1st, at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, Washington on November 3rd, and November 4th, tentatively in Vancouver, Canada, although that hasn't been finalized yet. But there will be more places that you'll be giving your wonderful presentations.
Well, thank you so much for this beautiful opportunity for me to talk in West Coast.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, the other project that you've been doing, and I know you've done this in the past, is with the Angel Water to Fukushima. I know there's been some changes in that, but could you explain a little bit about that project that you were doing?
Thank you. Yes, this Angel Water was given to Fukushima when we had this nuclear plant accident in 2011. Mm-hmm. When, I don't really like to say this, but when that happened, the government of Thailand sent to Japan for people in Fukushima right away after that.
And good
because
for them.
This water, yeah,
good for
beautiful
them.
People.
One, good for
and,
them.
And this is the water that royal family in Thailand has been drinking.
Wow.
Yeah. And the reason why is because this is really, the structure of this water is so special. Mm-hmm. And this was found after the, how do you say,
Chernobyl.
Nuclear plant accident.
Right.
And the Russian government at that time found out there were people who were in one district living so healthy, not being affected by this nuclear accident.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the government wanted this scientist team to find out why, and then they made the team of this science group and found out that they were living with this water from fountain fountain. And the scientists found out this that this water had this special structure.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That didn't protect it from all the viruses and radiations and everything.
Right. It protected people from the radiation so they didn't get sick or ill.
Mm-hmm. Or exactly. Mm-hmm. So this scientist started to make this water again.
Right.
To make this special structure, and he was able to do it. And this is the angel water. Actually, it's not angel water, but Dr. Emoto, it was his dream to make this angel water called angel water to help everyone all around the world, so that people who don't have water can have water.
Mm-hmm.
Because water is equal to everyone.
Right.
Not for wealthy people or poor people or diseased people, anyone, but it's equal, just like the sun ray that comes from the universe to everyone, every being equally. And water is also for everyone equally. So he said, I want to make this water angel water to help everyone to go to everywhere around the world. So that was when he started to give angel water to people in Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still trying to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's such a beautiful project because it helps, it protects people from the radiation. And your office did it for years for free to the children of Fukushima, the adults there.
Yeah, thank you. Well, without help of everyone, we couldn't have done it.
Sure, sure.
And
sure.
We're so grateful that you are helping and other people are all helping so we can do that. It's not just us, but everyone else has been doing it for people in Fukushima.
You know, I know you're not in the United States, Mitchie, but here in the U.S., of course, much of our major media is filled with the election news now. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing about Fukushima, and there's really virtually nothing about really important stories. And But there's very little positive news, but there's so many good things going on in the world.
Oh, yes.
And that's why I'm glad to have you on today, because you're doing positive things. You and your office are doing wonderful things to help this planet.
Well, thank you. You know, there's so many things going on, and I know that there's a lot of power that we are controlled by.
Mm-hmm.
But when we focus on the positive energy,
mm-hmm.
not on the negative energy,
right,
then things will stay positive,
right,
because everything is energy,
right,
everything.
That's right.
Our body, or mm-hmm. our even like this cell phone,
right,
everything is vibration.
That's right. It is.
And we're affecting everything.
You were at my conference last month in Olympia, Washington at the Galactic Wisdom Conference, and I wanted mm-hmm. to tell you that your presentation is now available on Vimeo, as well as the other presentations which were at the conference. And for those people who'd like to see Michiko Hayashi's wonderful presentation at the Galactic Wisdom Conference that I had last month, it's available now. Just email me and I can give you the details and how to register for that. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I also wanted to say, too, you'll be coming back next year along with Dr. Yoshi to my next conference.
Thank you. In March?
March, yes. It'll be March 10, 11, and 12. 2017 at the Washington Event Center, RV Center in Olympia, Washington.
Right. And we can all change the world much, much better place real quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
And thank you so much for inviting me again.
Oh.
And it'll be wonderful.
My pleasure. Well, you have such an important message. And the other thing, too, I wanted to mention is that your friend, Dr. Yoshi, we'll be demonstrating the Hado vibrational machines.
Hado vibrational machine is really amazing because mm-hmm. What it does is it detects everything of our whole energy.
Wow.
And everyone has our own problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one is perfect. Everyone has some kind of problem.
Right.
Small or big.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it has something to, a lot to do with karma.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I found out that this vibrational machine can detect that karma mm-hmm. of each person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it comes from our own previous life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or from our childhood.
Right.
Or even from our parents or ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And what I learned was, if we do something good,
right,
or if we make everyone happy around us, I am making a good karma
mm-hmm.
now.
That's right.
And then that means for my own descendants from now, mm-hmm. our children and our grandchildren, they will be happy and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, when mm-hmm. if I am born in the next generation again.
Right. Amazing.
And it's not just myself, but everybody else, and you too, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So that is why it's so important. It's so good that if we stay positive and nice to be everyone equally, just
right.
like the sun ray and just like water.
Right, right. Because all words, from like what I've learned from you and Dr. Emoto's research, is that all words have a vibration. So that
exactly.
if you speak negatively about someone or something, that lowers the vibration. So, but it's just fascinating what you have to say. Now, I know that when Dr. Yoshi was here last month giving mm-hmm. Hado treatments to people, going through these diagnostic machines, he said a lot of the time people's troubles, spiritual or physical problems in this lifetime were related to past lives and
exactly,
sometimes
yeah.
from several generations back in their lives, which I thought was fascinating.
I thought it was fascinating also.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the amazing thing is that this vibrational machine can detect that.
Fascinating.
And we will learn individually. Individual person can learn what his or her problem was from the past life or what the karma was.
Sure.
And then it shows how we can heal it or recover that or treat that with water.
Now, this is so important that I have scheduled two separate days for the Haro Machines with Dr. Yoshi from Tokyo, as well as yourself, on March 14th and 15th of next year. My regular conference will be on March 10, 11, and 12. Then there'll be a day break, and then on 14 and 15. So if you are interested in that, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. But these machines are incredible diagnostic tools, and they're very effective, very, very effective.
Well, in last month when I was there with Dr. Yoshi, I discovered that there are so many people who are interested in this vibrational device.
Right.
But unfortunately, Yoshi didn't have enough time to explain and explain how we can use it.
Right.
But next year we will have time to show how we use it, how it functions, and even more details about this machine.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
It'll be really good.
Wonderful. Mitchie, I hope you don't mind. It's now 3:30, and I want to have Carolyn White. I think you've met her before, the wonderful
RA. Carolyn!
Yes,
wonderful
person. Yes, she's a wonderful person. And she's actually been talking, she's been channeling Dr. Moto recently.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah, and thank you.
Yeah, and she wanted to come on now and for a few minutes and give some messages from Dr. Moto from the psychic field.
Mm-hmm. Her message... it's so beautiful. I am so grateful. Thank you so much, Ted.
Well, good, good. Well, that's why I wanted to give you as much time as possible for this hour, because I didn't really make a lot of announcements at the beginning of the hour to give you as much time as possible, because your work is so important, Mitchie, and I want to give your website out again for people around the world. It's www.emotopeaceproject.net. And
Emoto.
Okay, great, great, great. And my wonderful sound engineer, I think he's gotten Carolyn. I want to wait till he gets back in the studio. We'll get Carolyn on the line because she does have some wonderful messages.
Oh, she does. She does.
And
she's one of the very few people that I met before, and so positive, so beautiful, so pure in her heart, and gives the beautiful message always.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And with that, I'd like to bring Carolyn in on the conversation. Let's see if we can get her on here. Carolyn, hi, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon. Good to hear your beautiful voice, full of positive energy, Mexico. And I wish you a love and gratitude day today and every day of the year.
Thank you. Hi, Carolyn. It's so wonderful to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I said that when we talked about today's show, I said that I really wanted to give you a special message because, you know, Dr. Emoto has and always will be an inspiration to my personal work. I've been working with vibration, with energy for many years. And one of the things when I wrote my first book about Think It, Say It, Be It, Use Your Words to Change Your Life, the vibration of all of our words and thoughts so resonate is what you put out. And one of the gifts that Dr. Emoto gave us, which I think, you know, it's for whichever I will always be grateful, is that he proved to the world with his work that thoughts, energy, emotions, these vibrations,
exactly,
they are, his work proved that love, gratitude, self-love, that all of these emotions and thoughts that are very positive do have such a positive and beautiful effect on this world.
Mm-hmm.
We're 70% water. The Earth is 70% water. And so I just wanted, you know, it's, I just really wanted to thank you for carrying on his work for you and the people in your office. It is just so special to me, and I know other people that I've touched in my life, it's been very special for them, too.
Thank you, so, Mitchie. Well said, well, Carolyn. Well said. Thank you, Mitchie.
Thank you, Carolyn. As soon as you came on, the tears started to roll from my eyes, because today is Dr. Emoto's birthday. If he was alive, he will be, he was, we were celebrating, he's 73 years old. And today he was, he's just, as soon as you came on, I started feeling Dr. Emoto's spirit with me. And he's really happy. And thank you so much, Carolyn.
Well, thank you and thank him. He is, like I said, the work that he, it's carrying on, and it's affecting our generation in a very positive way, and it will affect generations to come.
And oh, well,
he, that is a special thing, because he found his purpose. And he followed his purpose. And we, today, we're celebrating that life, that even though his physical body is no longer with us, mm-hmm. his spirit and his work live in all of our hearts. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, that's, I just wanted to come on and thank you for being who you are, and thank Ted for helping the word to get out. Because it is, it's just so, so special what he's done.
Yeah.
And my own guides have told me that, like you were saying a bit earlier, Mitchie, that it's all about our individual effort. Mm-hmm. The self-empowerment comes from
knowledge. You know, it's effort. It's so easy for everyone, including myself, to be negative. Because the still the negative energy is strong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our own effort to stay in negative in positivity.
Right.
And it's our choice also. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Dr. Emoto really showed in the water crystal form and started to walk around the world to talk about this, to teach every single person how important it is to be in the state of love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just powerfully saying that, well, thank you, Ted, for spreading this, helping this Emoto Peace Project and working with us. And thank you, Carolyn, for reminding us, everyone around the world, about this.
Hmm.
And everyone is doing this together.
Yes, it's so, people don't realize that it's our energy. It's like investing money in the bank. Where do you want to invest your energy? Where
That's right.
do you want to invest, where do you want to spend your time? How do you want your energy? Because we're all powerful, sovereign beings.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
And how, if we radiate everything that we do. When I get up in the morning, I think to myself, I'm so thankful that I'm here today. Mm-hmm. So that's gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I love myself. And I want to radiate that. So that is the, when I start out my day, I set that particular tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important for individuals, for each individual to have this knowledge of what Hado of vibration
mm-hmm.
is.
Absolutely.
Not to get caught up in this kind of mass consciousness of doom and gloom.
Right, exactly.
So
it's things that exist in this whole planet Earth physically is just the only the difference of the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am grateful for myself. I am grateful for being here. I am grateful for everything. Everything around me is vibrational, vibrating with, resonating with my vibration. So it's just wonderful that, Carolyn, every morning you're just saying you're thankful, you're being happy, you're being grateful for being alive. Mm-hmm. And you love yourself, because from loving yourself starts everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By loving yourself, you can love other people too.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And it's a simple thing, really, but very, very powerful. And I think that certainly, Mitchie and Carolyn, that love is the most powerful force in the entire universe. And once you realize that, you can overcome anything and make this planet a much better place.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. All we need to do is just remember it every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget it.
That's true.
But we it's so important that we remember it every single day, every mm-hmm. single moment, and mm-hmm. be happy, celebrating our being.
Well, one thing that I like to talk to my clients about is when things don't seem to be going what you think they should be, where they should be going, or what I suggest, that just close your eyes, have a big smile on your face, and take a couple of nice deep breaths, because giving yourself a smile gives yourself a facelift. Mm-hmm. And if you can, laugh, because that breaks up the energy. That puts you in a higher vibration.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. it is just so important, like you said, Mitchie, is that every moment it's being aware. And if we all have that knowledge that we can be at choice and we can change mm-hmm. how we're vibrating, then we can change our life.
That's true. It's like a 100 monkey syndrome mm-hmm. or phenomena mm-hmm. that it's going to be really easy, fast, when 10% of the whole planet Earth learns about this. Mm-hmm. The whole world will be peaceful just like this in one instant.
I have to ask you this, Mitchie, that's such a beautiful, thank you so much for sharing that. Carolyn, you mentioned to me a few weeks ago that you had channeled some information indicating that we were close to the tipping point of changing the entire planet. Could you share that, please?
Yes. At this particular point, according to, I call him my non-corporeal mentor, mm-hmm. Matthias, mm-hmm. that we're very close to that tipping point of in this planet mm-hmm. as far as consciousness to raise the level to this higher vibration of love. It's just mm-hmm. we're almost at that point where it's a critical mass. And I believe Dr. Emoto even spoke about that at length. Mm-hmm. We're just about at that point. So it's so important for me, for you, Ted, you, Mitchie, for all your listeners out there. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like in the fairy tale Tinkerbell, you know, if you clap your hands, then she'll come back to life. Mm-hmm. It is so important for us to all keep that higher vibration, right. to even watch what we say when we're in traffic, or right. if mm-hmm. somebody bumps into us, forgive them. And because we're very close to that point. We're in about 1% mm-hmm. of the population of this earth from reaching that point.
Wow,
where
amazing.
We as a planet, we as human beings can evolve and ascend to that higher level of vibration.
What a beautiful, beautiful thought.
That's beautiful.
That's so beautiful and so important, too. You know, all of us have an important role to play.
Exactly. We're here because we have the mission. Mm-hmm. Every single person has the mission. And a lot of times we forget, but this can remind everybody why we are here. Every single individual is here.
For a purpose.
for the purpose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to ask Eric, if my good, wonderful sound engineer, Eric, to try to reach Sandy Fox now in Los Angeles. Sandy's been doing a lot of work, but we'll keep talking, and then when he brings her on, we'll leave her in the conversation. Mitchie, I want to thank you. You know, you do such wonderful work. And your website again, could you give that out again, please, for people?
Thank you. It's www.emoto, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net.
I know one of your goals is to get your children's book out to as many children as possible around the world. And we're looking for sponsors to have them printed as well here in the United States.
All around the world.
All around the world. Canada, United States, Mexico.
It's an excellent book.
Everywhere. Yes. Because we have this book translated into 30, almost two languages.
Mm-hmm.
So if this goes around the world and all the children learns about this, of course, it has a lot to do with the family, with the parents too. But when children has this, then parents will learn about this too.
Well,
then the whole world, not only Japan, not only in the United States or Canada or Mexico, but around the world, especially places where they're having a lot of problem,
right,
like Middle East and other places. And I'm really hoping that I can distribute this book in those areas also.
Wonderful, wonderful. And for those in the Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia area, I will be at the Boeing Employees the event tomorrow. They're having it's all day. I'll be giving readings there all day, and I will have some of the books with me. So if you'd like to see them, please stop by. And with that, Mitchie, Carolyn, I want to bring in Sandy Fox from Los Angeles. She's a wonderful Hado instructor down there who's been a big supporter of Dr. Emoto. Sandy, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hi, Michiko. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Sandy.
Happy Love and Gratitude Day. I'm so honored to be on the show with you all today.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you could come here, my friend. And also, too, I wanted to introduce you to a dear friend of ours, Carolyn White. She's a wonderful psychic up in...
she is so wonderful, Sandy.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. I've been listening in.
Oh, good.
I wanted to let you guys know, just like sitting meditating before the show started, I was just asking for a message from Dr. Emoto, and that we are all resonating because the book that I pulled from my shelf was Love Thyself.
Oh, nice.
So the theme that you're talking about and speaking how important it is that it all begins with us,
right,
and that we are that beacon of light that's resonating and creating that tipping point, but it has to begin with just ourselves. And it's just so beautiful that you're all talking about the same thing that I got the message from him. So thank you
beautiful.
For your confirmation.
So beautiful. Thank you, Sandy.
Now, I mentioned this earlier, Sandy, but Mitchie and Carolyn, Mitchie will be starting a West Coast tour starting in Los Angeles, I think below the October 19th, and moving up the West Coast to San Francisco, then Mount Shasta, Portland, Oregon, Olympia, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, Tokeland, Washington, Seattle, Washington, and hopefully Vancouver as well, starting from the 18th of October through November 5th. And we're in the process now of getting some events together. Some of the events are scheduled. Some need to be worked on. But I know, Sandy, you've been a wonderful supporter of Dr. Emoto throughout the years, and I just want to thank you so much for all of your wonderful, beautiful help.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor. He came into my life and my husband as well as such a powerful teacher and friend. And the thing that most always stuck with me is this was more than just his research. This was his heart's work.
It was.
And he loved humanity.
Right.
And his love for humanity was exhibited in everything that he did and every single talk that he gave and every book that he wrote. There was this great love for humanity and to achieve peace on earth, for us all to have experienced that. And I know that the reason he trained Hado instructors was for the day that he wasn't on this earth plane, and that we would go on and continue his work and his teachings and his message until that we would all achieve that day of peace. So his work with children was so important. I really resonated with that and was drawn to help create Hado Kids and videos for kids. And it seems that
the videos
really
that you made were so wonderful.
Yeah, they really resonate with puppets and little characters. And my background is in the entertainment industry as well as my husband's, and we do cartoon voices for a living. And so we were, how can we be a voice for the planet and use our voice for good work in the world? So that was one common ground that we had. And so on Dr. Emoto's 70th birthday, we created Hado Kids, and we have two videos up on YouTube, and they're free for everybody to go and look at. And teaches the prayer, the water we are sorry prayer. Water, please forgive us. We love you and thank you. And then one is just a little water song that we're all made of water.
Cool.
And that's the thread that unites all of us, just like music. Yeah. Dr. Emoto, some of his words of advice is that for a healthy, happy life, if you have good water, good music, and positive thoughts, that's the formula for a healthy, happy life and world.
It's in the video of this Hado Kids, and it's so beautiful. It's so simple. It's so easy to learn, and everyone can have the benefit from that. They can learn from that.
You know, Sandy and Mitchie and Carolyn, this entire studio is lit up in this beautiful white light again. I know Dr. Emoto is here. And with that, I was going to ask Carolyn, as a psychic, are you picking up any good messages also from Dr. Emoto now?
Oh, Dr. Emoto is smiling because he really loves children. He loves getting the message out to children. And he says he is so thankful for all of the love and the gratitude and appreciation, and he keeps just really getting this sense that as where he is right now in his spiritual form, that as we think of him, as we honor him, as we work with his energy, that he's becoming more and more, how do we say this, powerful. His energy is growing, and the studio is surrounded with white light. And also, I see pink there, pink with golden flecks around it. Wow. It's this very loving, soft energy that is around all of us now that are discussing him. So, yes, and he's definitely with Mitchie.
Thank you.
presence is there. And it is. It's just such a warm, and it's a radiating energy. And the more that we, again, it's like investing. Where are we going to invest our energy? When we invest our energy in his work and all about vibration and Hado and love and gratitude, that his message grows. His energy grows.
I think, I'm sorry, Carolyn, I think he's with all of us together. I think he can be with Sandy, with you, Carolyn, with Ted, with me, spiritually together at the same time, I think.
That's right.
He's really being so happy, so grateful right now, and he's sending out this rose crystal energy with love and
beautiful
gratefulness. And I feel that. I feel that right now.
Beautiful. So
not
beautiful.
Just with me, but with you, Carolyn, with you, Sandy, with you, Ted, with everyone else around the world.
Wonderful.
And
being so thankful about celebrating his Earth birthday today.
Right. Beautiful. 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 Well, we've got about 6 minutes left, and I wanted to give each of you some time, 1 or 2 minutes to wrap up your wonderful participation today, and Sandy, I'd like to have you go first, please.
Okay, sure. I just want to send my love and gratitude from my heart out to all of you and to the audience and everyone that's listening to really receive that and take that in and know that you are so loved and so appreciated for the time and the heart energy that you give on the planet. And that's why we started Love and Gratitude Day, to honor Dr. Emoto, to keep this message alive. And we're hoping to grow this bigger and bigger. So you can go to loveandgratitudeday.com. Mm-hmm. Please visit the site. Please share any of our cute little memes that you can put on your social media. Watch the story of his life. Mm-hmm. And then, then pass it on. Pass it on. So we want to grow this movement and keep it growing and growing. Bigger and bigger. So
beautiful.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Ted.
Well, wonderful. I'm so honored to have you on today, Sandy, and I look forward to working with you to plan some of Mitchie's events down in California.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great. October will be great. Yeah.
great. Well, please stay on. And Carolyn, I'd love to have you give a few words as well.
Vibration, keeping your energy at what I would call the higher octave, mm-hmm. the higher frequencies, mm-hmm. is so important for not only the world, it's also important for maintaining your health.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you say, do, or think,
mm-hmm.
is align it with those thoughts,
mm-hmm.
that are of the higher vibration, and mm-hmm. that is love. Because one of the things I work with, the chakras, and the right. heart chakra, which is so important to this next phase, this next journey that humankind mm-hmm. is going to be experiencing, cannot really be activated unless all the other chakras are activated.
Right.
So the message is, and Dr. Emoto is, so important
right.
with keeping this message alive, is resonating with love.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, turn to someone, give them a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Think a nice thought about somebody. You see them across the street and say, hey, that person looks nice and happy. Or, they, you know, mm-hmm. nice hairdo, nice shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Just send them a thought
mm-hmm.
and support them.
Right.
So I think this is so important, is we, as each individual, in order to realize
mm-hmm.
a change on our planet,
mm-hmm.
need to start with ourselves.
Right.
Happiness is an inside job.
What a beautiful, profound saying.
And love and gratitude
mm-hmm.
today and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Carolyn. And Mitchie, I'd love your some words as well.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, what I really wanted to say is what Sandy and Carolyn mm-hmm. all said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really want to say thank you to Sandy and Carolyn for saying everything I wanted to say. And the last thing that I would like to say is we are all, everyone around the world, is here for a reason.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're here
right.
for the reason why we are here.
Yeah.
And I would like to ask everyone to say, everyone, please stay positive. Please do not forget to be positive every day, every single moment, and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And love, please love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It starts from loving yourself. And then we can all love everything else. And that way, whole planet Earth will be loving and gratitude, shining bright Earth.
Thank you. So
comes from just one single person, ourselves.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right, my friends. And with that, I want to thank you all for coming on today. And the last minute or so, I'd like to play the water song, which was Dr. Moto's favorite song.
Thank you. Love to everybody.
Okay.
Remember,
thank you so much for being on today. All right, my friends. This is thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Mitchie. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Sandy.